Country Club FM.
Here in this town, the jingle bells are never out of season. Never, ever, ever. It's going to be windy today with that storm blowing and drifting snow. Now, listen to this. The effect of wind on your vehicle and as far as the whole gas mileage goes.
Yeah.
I drive up to Grand Forks on Friday. Full tank of gas from here to there gets me to Grand Forks, no problem. Winds pick up out of the bad direction pretty much, buffeting the wind coming back yesterday. And I only got to St. Cloud on my full tank of gas.
Wow. That's about a 50-mile difference.
Yep, 50-mile, about a one-hour difference as far as the amount of gas, just because of the wind buffeting the car and knocking that gas mileage down. So if you don't think, if you thought that aerodynamics doesn't matter, think again.
Proof in the pudding right there.
Today is Monday, March 5th, the 64th day. Unless somebody at some point in time while I was driving pulled up to me and siphoned a couple of gallons
out. That'd be difficult.
Monday, although they fuel airplanes mid-flight. Monday, March 5th, the 64th day of the year, 3:01 left to go, 1624 this day. We're going to go all the way back to 1624 in the colony of Virginia. Due to legislation was passed in Virginia exempting the upper class from whipping. You could no longer whip somebody from the upper class. Middle and lower class were fine.
Right.
The plebeians, fine. But you could no longer whip the upper class. You could flog them. The upper class could be flogged, but not whipped.
I wonder what was the separation point for upper class.
You also couldn't, you couldn't whip your yogurt. You could have regular yogurt, but you couldn't have whipped yogurt or whipped cream cheese.
Okay.
1907, this was significant in the world of radio because the first radio broadcast of a musical composition was aired on this date. They played music on radio for the first time, and it's a marriage that has been pretty good ever since.
Yes, it's proved to be a good thing.
1907, 1924, in the world of bowling, Frank Caruana from Buffalo, New York, became the first bowler to roll two perfect games in a row. That's what, 12? That's 24 strikes in a row.
That's impressive.
Two 300s back-to-back for Frank Caruana. It's been done many times since, but this guy did it first.
That may be my career total of strikes.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close to it, I've heard.
Yeah.
1934 in Amarillo, Texas, the first Mother's-in-Law Day was celebrated. Mother's-in-Law Day.
I didn't know we had one.
I think it was the first and the last. It didn't quite take.
Yeah.
Mother-in-Law.
I don't see those cards in the Hallmark section very often.
They don't have those. Yeah. But somebody in Amarillo, Texas thought that they might. It just didn't catch on. That was in 34 and 46.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
That is the first time we heard that term, iron curtain.
Was that Gary Oldman?
This date, it was Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill winning his Oscar. Winston Churchill delivered his famous iron curtain speech in, of all places, Fulton, Missouri.
Really?
He was at a school, at a university there speaking, and he said the Iron Curtain. And you know, later on, in the 70s, he then also coined the phrase Steel Curtain for the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Yes. Believe it or not, I don't know if you knew that, but Winston Churchill, he coined a lot of things.
That's impressive.
He coined some coins, too. That was in 46, 1960.
It's been an all-around pretty good experience, you know. I mean, I'm glad it worked out as well as it has, you know.
Elvis Presley talking to the media, holding a news conference as he was returning to civilian life following 2 years of service in the U.S. Army. He was in Germany. Elvis Presley, this date, 1960. Just think of that now. Let's say, Justin Bieber?
Yeah. You're right. I'd want to, you know, trust him in my platoon.
And it hurts to tell them you're not.
If you want to be in a foxhole with somebody, Justin Bieber.
Right.
Maybe now, telephone will let me be.
Hawkshaw Hawkins singing his big hit, Lonesome 77203. It was this date that Hawkshaw, Cowboy Copas, and Patsy Cline went down in a plane crash near Nashville, Tennessee.
Very sad.
It's very close, very similar to being the country version of the Buddy Holly crash that took place 4 years prior to that. That was in 63, 1980, this date.
Why, you Kemosabe.
Kemosabe? That sounds familiar.
That's right, Kemosabe. You trusty scout.
Trusty scout?
That's what Kemosabe means. Trusty scout. Keep that in mind.
Yes.
You learn a lot of things here in the Almanac, and speaking those words, Jay Silverheels, and we were remembering Jay Silverheels today. He played Tonto on the Lone Ranger TV show.
Boy, did he die young.
He was only 61.
I wonder what happened there.
When he died this date in 1980. I do not know. I'm not sure if was it a bow and arrow accident? I don't know what happened there, but it
I'll
was
do
61.
A little fact checking.
In 82,
comic actor John Belushi died today at a rented hotel bungalow in the Hollywood Hills. Authorities say that cause of death is believed to have been a heart attack. Fire department medics said they were called to the hotel where they found Belushi unconscious and choking.
That was in 82, a drug overdose. As they investigated further and did the autopsy, drug overdose killing John Belushi this date. At the age of 33, he was only 33 when he died on this date, 1982. 1989, Time Incorporated. This was one of the big mergers of all time in media. Now they're known as Time Warner. Time merged with Warner, becoming Time Warner. Ooh. And then Comcast swooped in and bought much of them not so long ago, maybe 10 years ago. 1989, 1994, in what is the milkshake capital of the world, Nelspruit, South Africa, the largest milkshake was ever made, and it wasn't a shamrock shake either.
It wasn't.
Very popular at this time of the year.
Right.
But you have to check the McDonald's app to find out which McDonald's are selling the shamrock shake, which to me makes no sense. 1990, every McDonald's should have the shamrock shake. I don't know if there are individual proprietors, owners, proprietors, managers, non-franchise locations that are not serving the Shamrock Shake.
Sure.
I'd hate to go to one and ask for a Shamrock Shake, be in line with cars behind you with the intention of ordering a Shamrock Shake at a McDonald's, and you get up to the drive-thru and say, no, I don't have it.
Right.
But the largest milkshake, it was only 1,955 gallons of chocolate milkshake on this date. Just south of 2,000 gallons in South Africa. And 2006, sorry for all the sad news today with Jay Silverheels and John Belushi and everybody passing away, but this was the date that Kirby Puckett suffered his massive stroke at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. Thank you to my friend who runs the Twins Almanac for this tidbit. Kirby Puckett suffers a massive stroke at his home and Scottsdale, Arizona, Ken Herbeck, and a lot of Twins and family and friends rushed to see him. He would pass away the next day.
Jeez.
It'd be tomorrow would be the day that Kirby would have passed away. 2006 is when that took place. Move on to birthdays.
Bridge, this is the captain. How can you have a yellow alert in space dock?
Sir, someone is stealing the Enterprise.
Oops.
I'm on my way.
There's only one person who could steal the Enterprise, and that would be James Tiberius Kirk. That's from Search for Spock, Star Trek 3. James B. Sicking, who at that time is the captain of the USS Excelsior. James P. Sicking, who was also the father of Doogie Howser. He was also on Hill Street Blues. He is 84 today.
That was one of the best Star Trek movies, too.
The Search for Spock, when he had his Katra.
Yeah.
Spock's Katra was in Bones. That was crazy.
That was
weird and wild. Those are two guys that didn't get along, and then his Katra is in Bones. I mean, holy cow. That was cinema magic right there. You remember Dean Stockwell?
That's Boogie Woogie.
No, this is rap. I gotta make up words. Let's see. You're a Looney Tune in a big white room, and I'm a hologram from the future. And I'm moving fast.
He is a hologram from the future from Quantum Leap. He was Al, and he had access to Ziggy. He had that little box there that would help what's-his-face travel through time, Sam, on Quantum Leap. He did other things, too. He's in Beverly Hills Cop, too. You remember him from Air Force One?
Yes.
He was the guy trying to take control. Was he the Department of Defense, Secretary of Defense? he and Glenn Close were battling back and forth because Glenn Close was the vice president. Dean Stockwell.
Yeah.
I'm in control here. Dean Stockwell is 82 today. Here's some 80s music.
Bangkok, Oriental setting, and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything
but Yul Brynner. The show had everything but Yul Brynner. You know, if it doesn't have Yul Brynner, is it really that much of a show?
Not much.
One night in Bangkok, Murray Head, the guy who sang that, that was from the musical called Chess. That song was actually written by the two guys from ABBA, Bjorn and Benny, and then Tim Rice wrote that song for Chess. Murray Head, 72. Talked about the Steel Curtain, guy who was playing on the offensive side of the ball for that team. Rocky Blyer is 72 today. Old number, what was he, 20?
20.
He was old number 20.
He and Franco Harris made a pretty good...
That was a 1-2 punch right there.
Yeah, for the Steelers. You
Rocky
bet.
Blyer, 72.
We had a rocket down to Electric Avenue. And then we take it higher.
Oh, he was from Guyana, I think. Eddie Grant.
Yeah.
70 today. Remember, he was Romancing the Stone.
Yes.
That was after he went and started dancing on Electric Avenue. He's 70 today. She was Roz, one of the bailiffs on Night Court.
Blasphemer!
Bye, the infidel!
Back it off, or you'll be taking a pilgrimage down the strip search.
Oh, that's one pilgrimage you don't want to take. There she is, Marsha Warfield.
Pretty good.
64. One half of Penn and Teller. This is the one who talks. The big guy.
Right.
The ponytail. Yep. Penn Jillette. He's pretty funny. He's 63 today. Televangelist Joel Osteen. Could be Osteen. I don't know. I don't watch his show. But I know he took the old basketball arena in Houston and basically turned it into a church. He has a lot of followers.
Lots.
A lot of followers. Yeah, yeah. He's 55 today. Michael Irvin, they called him the playmaker, wide receiver. Dallas Cowboys, 52. Wally Zerbiak.
Oh, yes.
Former Minnesota Timberwolves forward, 41 today. Where did he go to school? Was he Miami of Ohio?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
He kind of replaced Tom Gugliotta.
Yeah, he was a pretty good player.
He was a good player. He's part of those playoff teams for the Wolves.
Yep.
41. Our rapper of the day today is Papoose. Ooh. Sounds like a mammal. Sounds like part of the platypus family, but it's Papoose. He is 40 today.
My mom and I were sold to Gardula the Hutt,
but she lost us betting on the pod races.
You're a slave?
I'm a person, and my name is Anakin.
I'm sorry.
That kid turned out to be Darth Vader.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
I didn't know that.
That kid became Darth Vader. That was young Anakin from The Phantom Menace. Jake Lloyd hasn't done a whole lot after that, and he's gotten into some trouble. Jake Lloyd, 29, the young Anakin. Happy birthday today.
Okay. Let's go Gone But Not Forgotten. A very kind of a quick list here today. Stradivarius was to the violin what William Steinway was to piano making. Piano maker William Steinway, born in this day, 1835. It's a Steinway. And we have Academy Award-winning actor. He talked to the animals, Rex Harrison.
If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course, Rex. Can't you?
He was pretty good.
He was good. He was also in My Fair Lady, did a number of movies. Actor Rex Harrison was born on this day, 1908. Actor Jack Cassidy was kind of an odd guy, to be honest. Married to Shirley Jones, his first wife, and him had a child, David Cassidy.
Who just passed away.
Who just passed away, would be a teen idol.
And then he and Shirley had the other one.
Yeah, Sean.
Sean.
Sean Cassidy, one of the Hardy Boys. Jack Cassidy actually fell asleep in somewhat of a drunken stupor, they said. Smoking a cigarette, fell onto the couch.
It was a Naga hide couch.
Started his place on fire, and they found his charred remains.
Don't smoke on Naga hide.
No, it's a bad idea. Just ask Jack Cassidy. He was born on this day, 1927. Remember pop singer Tina Marie?
One-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Got some good 80s. A lot of one-hit wonders 80s here. We had Murray Head, We had Eddie Grant, who's some people consider a one-hit wonder with Electric Avenue, although I really liked the Romancing the Stone.
Yeah.
And then this one here.
Tina Marie. She was born on this day in 1956. 2 years later, singer Andy Gibb.
The Gibbs.
I can tell.
Even though I mock and mimic them, I really love them. I do.
Yeah, yeah. The youngest, of course, of the Gibb brothers, and the one who passed away first, I
late
think.
Late 80s. Yeah, like 1988. He had drug and alcohol issues. Yeah.
Andy Gibb was born on this day, 1958. They're all gone, but not forgotten. We do have a fact check here. Jay Silverheels suffered a stroke in 1976 and never recovered. He would pass away from complications 4 years later. Now, our almanac said he was 61. Wikipedia says he was 67.
Oh, that's not even close. That's quite a separation.
Said he was born 1912.
And Tina Marie,
26. Yeah,
what happened to her? Tina Marie kind of, she was in a hotel and a picture fell on her as she was sleeping.
What?
And then she had seizures the rest of her life and then, like, died.
Wow.
A few years later.
Huh?
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's the almanac here this morning at 8:51. The Gatlin's now.